The sharp staccato of high-heeled shoes hitting the marble floors of the opulent hallway filled Ariana King's ears as she tried to slow her pace. She nodded at a man in a business suit leaving the office she was on her way to, and tried not to look too eager. It didn't help that her heartbeat was in tune with her footsteps. Funny, she hadn't thought she'd be so happy to walk into this particular office. But today wasn't an ordinary day. No, this was the day her dreams came true, complete with sparkly dresses and the occasional tiara. Too bad there wouldn't be a dashing prince on a white horse for her, but everything else was finally falling into place. Freaking finally. Okay, so she really didn't need a dashing prince on a white horse. She could save herself and ride her own horse. But little girl dreams sometimes reared their heads at the most peculiar moments. Ariana smiled as she passed a couple that was walking out of one of the other wedding advisor's rooms. She was just too happy and excited about what was to come to try to maintain much of her professional image. After all, she was a wedding planner. She had to be happy. And right then, she had nothing to hide. And soon she'd be able to do cartwheels down the hallway and dance a little jig before pumping her fists in the air like Rocky. Okay, so that last part might have been a little overboard, but come on, she'd been waiting years for this moment. Years of sweat, pain, tears, and the occasional cut and scrape where she had to buck up and deal with it. Countless sleepless nights and that ulcer that occasionally threatened to come back would finally be worth it. They were in the middle of their busiest time of the year as Valentine's Day was rapidly approaching. Her to-do lists were a mile long, and her planners were filled to the brim. But she loved it, even if no one outside the walls of the company knew she was the one actually doing the work. Now she'd finally have a position and title she deserved. She might share a name with the company, but she'd never been part of the whole, never had the recognition and value she'd deserved. Well, that sounded haughty, but damn it, it was about time she started acting like she was more than just the little assistant. With what was about to come out of her next meeting, she had a feeling everything would fall into place.
Ari!
Ariana paused her triumphant jaunt and turned on her heel at the sound of her fellow wedding planner's shout.
Is there a reason you're yelling across the hallway as if hellhounds are on your tail? She said coolly.
Ariana raised a single brow, then burst into laughter along with Colleen.
I really can't pull off Lady of the Manor, can I?
Colleen snorted and shook her head.
Oh, you can act Prissy and the Ice Princess when you're talking to your father because that's how he expects you to act, but with me? Nope, not so much.
Colleen was one of her best friends and co-workers, so it made sense that she knew Ariana so well, and the dark-haired woman wasn't wrong about how Ariana had to act around her father. She raised her chin, trying to prepare herself. She'd been so excited to go see him, knowing her life was about to change for the better, at last. But in order to do that, she had to meet with him. Ariana let out a breath, determined not to let her father ruin this for her, again. He tended to do that often.
What was it you needed?
Colleen shook her head, then looked at her tablet in her hand.
I need help with this flower order for the Johnson Callery wedding.
While Ariana was one of the two lead wedding planners, well, the only one really, but she wasn't going to get into all of that right then, Colleen was a junior planner at King's Weddings. Her friends knew what she was doing and only asked for help if she truly needed it. Ariana looked down the hallway toward where her destiny lay and nodded. That door could wait 2 minutes. Then she could finish her jig.
What's wrong?
She asked, and spent the next 15 minutes rather than the two she thought she could give up, going over an order so unusual, so completely out of the realm of normal, Ariana thought she'd need an antacid after. No wonder Colleen had issues.
The couple does realize brown and orange for a wedding screams 70s, right?
Ariana asked, picturing tulle and god-awful ruffles with burnt orange trim. The shudder racking her body wasn't an exaggeration. Tulle was, after all, the devil's textile.